I just had to reconnect the connection. And just to round off the last bit of the story about what I was looking into, what is the problem in the development of sexuality in our culture? For what I see, the repression of sexuality has a lot to do with Roman rule, which was later turned into the Roman Church, as a result of which there were all kind of conditions and regulation imposed on sexual interaction between people, most of them in the form of ceremonies and rituals, such as the marriage ceremony, the birth ceremony, the dying ceremony. And as a result, that gave a control on population changes, combined with regulation that women should have only one man, that the man should be the lord of the household, and other essentially restrictive regulations. It resulted in a de facto kind of animal husbandry model applied to humans, and by stress through repetition, the hypnotic effect, this was propagated so often and so repeatedly that people at some point started to believe it. And as a result, you can see that Hollywood still propagates this notion of marriage, even though the situation at the moment has so changed that it is no more than a ceremony. And even though at the moment people are becoming more and more aware that the contract with the church or the contract with the state, which is what a wedding ritual actually is no longer what they seek, because in most cases they just want to have a guarantee that the pension which has been built up by the one can be transferred to the other in the case of death, unforeseen death, of course. So that is where then the lawyers can actually help people to write up their own contracts, just like in the past you would have the freemen of the on the land registering with the notary public affairs which would be relevant for other people as well. And at the moment, people are still trying to resolve this relationship between the individual and the group, which is experienced on the one hand as the individual in relationship to humanity, but also in a more warped way as the relationship between the individual and government, which is how people work together, or the relationship between the individual and the church, which is how people would want to share their lives and beliefs and feelings together. But at the moment, most of it is actually overruled by the regulation of the relation between the individual and the banker in what's now called a corporation. And in that sense, a government is a corporation, a church is a corporation, so that the churches have been essentially replaced by the corporations. And that is why the resolution of this problem of church on the crippling of sexuality in humanity needs actually be referred to or deferred to the understanding of the role of the corporation on society. Because once people know their role in that system, they will also realize that it is no longer about holding the church accountable for repressing, suppressing sexuality. And of course, people now know that the church actually is not seemingly actively and consciously repressing sexuality, but still we have the inheritance of all of that. And just before bringing it all to a close, one of the most traumatic experiences that the church has inflicted on humanity was by the means of this collusion called the Inquisition, where a few people hired a couple of other people to spy on yet other people and to essentially rob those other people. But in doing so, they also try to get rid of, let's say, the spiritual competition of the church. So that's where anybody who was doing what the church was preaching was targeted and either destroyed in a way that the Romans always destroyed their opposition. And in that manner, the Cathars were killed off, the wise women of the different cultures were killed off, being called witches, and always there was a rationalization, a kind of mental moral argument why this was necessary, and always that ignored the opposite point of view, that perhaps it is not necessary for a church or a state or a slave owner to control what happens in humanity, but perhaps it's also possible to rectify what had been done to humanity by the crippling of the development of humanity, by the suppression of sexuality and other means, that at the moment that people can develop again fully from baby to child to adolescent to adult, and by learning how to explore and discover the sexuality, they can actually learn from their own body in the sexual interaction how as an individual they form humanity, not just through the sex act of man and woman, or rather woman and man together being able to give birth to a child, but rather in a more general sense also, that people realize that by the relationships that they have individually they form groups, and that those groups actually form humanity. So that it's really important that they know how they feel into each other and how they can complement each other and how together they can do things which alone they cannot do. And that is where sexuality then becomes a profound lesson for people to learn to transcend their own limitations and to transcend their own gender and to discover that there is no war between the sexes, but there is always a complementarity between the sexes, that the sexes complement each other and make each other complete, so that people can experience their life as a human in humanity. So in the second part I will look at the other aspect of sex as the solution. At this part Plenty stated that sex is a problem only if other people say so. If you would discover sex by yourself, in your body, with others, you would automatically discover that sex is a solution. So the suppression of sex is actually not a biological event, but it is a psychological, a social, psychosocial, political event in which some people are trying to determine, limit and restrict the lives of others by limiting and restricting their experience of sexuality. So basically I could have just said the reason why people experience a problem with sexuality is because of false beliefs, and the main proponent of the false belief was this institute of churches, but that doesn't make much sense unless you understand that the churches are actually a branch of politics, and that politics is actually a division of people control, and that there is a history of slavery which is at the foundation of that, and which in fact is still working. And so just as you need to cure a disease by understanding the basis of it and not just treat the symptom, it's not that you can cure sexuality by making sexuality free, as was happening in the 1960s, but that actually you need to understand what sexuality is, what the purpose of sexuality is, and that the freedom is within and not determined by others. So that's why I have this whole separate series of essays on freedom of choice, where you can see how and why and when and where you can experience that kind of freedom. But in sexuality you already express it. So Let's close off this part of the history, hopefully fully, on the restrictive role of churches and false beliefs on the experience of sexuality in people, and shift to the second part of the story, where we can see that in biology, sex is actually meant to be a solution.